Welcome to day 31 of the Jesus Revealed podcast. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube. It is a parable that we're going to talk about today that is found in Matthew chapter 18 from verse 21 to verse 35. And it speaks on the unforgiving servant. But we're going to look then at the concept of forgiveness as we look into this parable. And for that, we're joined by Pastor Adrian Jacobs. Pastor A, thank you. Welcome once again.
Zinhle, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's awesome to be back.
Yeah.
You've been doing an amazing job. People are loving it. People
thank
are
you,
learning. We're seeing Jesus revealed on this journey of our fast.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it's been amazing.
No, thank you so much, Pastor Adrian. And just a big thanks again to the team as well that is behind. You don't see them, but we see them and we really have an appreciation for all of them.
Awesome. Awesome
yeah,
people.
Yeah. So, Pastor Adrian, let's go then into this parable that speaks of the unforgiving servant. If you can just maybe walk us through the parable and just the various key, I guess, elements and facets of it.
Okay. So, for all of us that's watching and listening, Jesus teaches and he gives us over 30 parables.
Mm.
So this is probably one of the ones that nobody wants to hear. This is probably
yeah.
one of those ones
yeah.
that nobody wants to learn from because it's a tough topic.
True.
It's on the topic of forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's on the topic of how many times am I supposed to forgive? But not the times of forgiveness, but what sits at the heart of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
why we are called to forgive. So in Matthew chapter 18, we see Jesus introducing this parable to his disciples because Peter comes and says to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
Hmm.
So Jesus is coming and giving Peter and all of us and the listeners in the context of the
yeah,
day
yeah.
a different view of what it means to actually forgive. That forgiveness is not just a once-off thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgiveness is not just something that you just say, I forgive you.
Yeah.
But it's an actual attitude. It's an actual position of the heart. It's an actual position of your spiritual walk
yes,
before God.
Yes, yes.
So you can't quantify the spirit of forgiveness.
Hmm.
I know if you say 70 times 7, it will give us 490.
Yeah, yeah.
And people would say, okay, so it's probably 490 times that I should forgive. Jesus is saying, no, it's not
yeah.
the times, it's what the spirit behind it says
yeah, yeah.
and how we walk in forgiveness. Because if you have wronged me or I have offended you and I now need to say, I'm sorry or please forgive me.
Yeah.
A lot of times I would come to you and say, Zinhle, please forgive me. And I would do it once.
Hmm.
And I would walk away and not even think about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the person
yeah.
who has
yeah.
been offended is the person that sits with the hurt, that sits with the pain, that sits with the heartache of it all.
Mm.
And that person is then left consistently with an attitude of, will I walk
that's
in forgiveness
true. That's true.
Or will I consistently hold on to the offense?
And that's so heavy, Pastor Adrian, because it's usually not so much, as you're saying, it's not so much about the person asking for forgiveness than you who has been offended
yeah.
and what you should do once someone asks for forgiveness.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes we do hide behind the whole thing that, oh, nobody didn't mean it, but
yeah.
they weren't sincere about asking for it. But they said it either way.
Yeah. No, they said it. And the beauty of this parable is Jesus takes just a simple question of forgiveness
yeah.
and he puts it into contrast with the weight of forgiveness.
Mm.
He puts it into contrast for each and every one of us with the understanding that, yes, you will need to walk in the spirit of forgiveness,
yeah, yeah.
the attitude of forgiveness, but there's a specific weight.
Hmm.
Because now Jesus is turning it around by saying there was a certain king.
Yeah.
And he had a kingdom. And the king was a generous man. He was a man that loved his people. And then he had a servant.
Hmm.
Now, he's contrasting Peter's question with giving him a parable of the kingdom
yeah.
and how we operate within the spirit of forgiveness in the kingdom.
Yeah, yeah,
but also
yeah.
foreshadowing yet again the work of salvation. Foreshadowing for
indeed.
Each and every one of us what it means to walk in the Lord's forgiveness.
Yeah.
the forgiveness of our sins, and how we are consistently being forgiven.
Yeah.
And how we then have to forgive others.
Yes.
So now we see, and if we go back to it, he says, therefore, there is a kingdom of heaven. It's like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
Mm.
So he was a generous man. He gave his servants loans. And the one, actually, the Bible says here, he owed the king 10,000 talents, which in my understanding and how it's written within this specific story means a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he comes and he says to him, you're not able to repay me. So what I want to do now is to jail you, your family, your wife, your children, all of you. The man throws himself at the mercy of the king, cries before the king, bows before the king, asks for his forgiveness, asks for his debt to be forgiven.
Yeah.
And the king, in his generosity and in his mercy, says, I forgive you. Hmm. But then it says, the same man that has been forgiven turns around, meets Zintle. Ooh. He says, Zintle, you owe me 100 denarii. Not even talents. So in the understanding of the economy of the day, talents and denarii are two different things.
Yeah.
So the weight of this man's sin being forgiven and the weight of the other man's sin in terms of him owing much less.
Yeah.
The Bible says that this servant goes and puts a chokehold on the other person.
Wow.
And he does not want to forgive him. Starts beating on him. Starts, you know, berating him, starts belittling him, where the other servants then now found that this is something wrong here. They go to the king and they say to the king, the man whom you forgave so freely has turned around and caused offense and pain to someone else that could not even repay him. So the weight of forgiveness, again, foreshadowing this great work that Christ is about to do, that in our sinful nature, we did not deserve his forgiveness, but he forgives us.
Yeah.
Therefore, then, the measure of our forgiveness should be on the same level as he has forgiven us. So it doesn't matter what the pain is that we have received, nor the offense that we have received.
Yeah.
But because he forgave us freely and he wrote off all of our debt, it means that we have to have this free forgiving spirit as well.
Because thanks for that, Pastor A. Because when you look at that, especially when you look at the parable and how it looks at the weight of the forgiveness, it would appear then that we should always be willing to forgive, because there can never be a greater weight than the weight of forgiveness that the Father had to emit to us in forgiving our sins.
Yeah.
So we should always then look at that weight that we had against the Father or to the Father and what we owed and how that was forgiven. And then that's how then it translates to the next person. I want then to look at then the significance of just this unforgiving servant. And I know we did touch on it, but if we can then maybe just meditate and reflect on that a bit more, Pastor Adrian.
Yeah, and I want to just take a step back as well, Zintle, for all of us in the understanding that he went and was offensive to another man that owed him. Put that man in jail.
Mm.
The other servants goes and they report him to the king. The king comes back and calls him wicked.
Yeah.
The king comes back and calls him wicked for what he has done. And then the king delivers him over to the torturers.
Yeah.
The king delivers him over to those people that would torture him until he paid his debt. Now, a debt of 10,000 talents.
Yeah.
Means that his torture was a very long time.
Yeah,
and Jesus goes through this and he says to his people, and should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant just as it had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers. This is what Jesus says. So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
Wow.
So here Jesus is again contrasting the fact that we will be forgiven freely by the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, as it's been revealed over these 40 days to us, with our faces formed to basically look towards the cross of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's saying the Father will do the same with us.
Yeah.
Torture will be the same for us if we cannot forgive freely.
Sure.
Because we have been forgiven freely. Our sins have been forgiven freely. Our wrongs have been forgiven freely. So if you cannot forgive your brother, if you cannot forgive your sister, he's saying to us, it will be torture.
Yeah.
To us, it would be a life of anguish because we live in unforgiveness.
Yeah.
I would think that many of us that are watching and listening today, Zintle, many of us that have walked in unforgiveness, we know the pain of it.
Yeah.
We know the torture of it. We know the mental anguish of it.
Yes.
Because we're constantly thinking, but Zintle is doing okay. He's not worried. He's not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I am then put into a prison of my own making. Oh, I'm put into a prison of my own making. I'm put into a prison of anguish, misery, and pain because I am not learning to forgive freely. One of the lessons I have learned, Zintle, and I would like to share this with everybody, is that you have to travel light through life.
Okay.
You have to travel light.
Yeah.
And when I mean travel light through life, I mean is don't carry unnecessary baggage with you. Unforgiveness is unnecessary baggage.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness is you and I saying to ourselves, I'm burdening my spirit, I'm burdening my heart, I'm burdening my mind, I'm burdening my soul with baggage that I don't need to carry.
Yeah.
And in reciprocating what Christ has done for us with others, we are more like Christ like we'd ever know.
Yeah.
Because if he could forgive our sins freely, if he could sacrifice himself for us, and if he could give to us this joy of forgiveness and being set free and being unburdened from the weight of life, then we must travel this road of life very lightly.
Sure. Pastor Adrian, I think this is going to be so necessary, and I think people will come back to this, especially because there's so many people that are, to what you're saying, they're very heavy burdened, and it's not heavy burden because they're going through stuff. It's being heavy burdened because they refuse to forgive and let go.
We refuse to forgive and let go, and so what we are then saying in return is, God cannot forgive fully.
Yeah.
Because we are the reflection, the image of Christ in this world.
Yeah.
We are the reflection, the image of who God is.
Mm.
And if we're saying we cannot walk in full forgiveness, then we're saying we have not been forgiven fully.
Mm.
Then we are nullifying the work of Christ. We are nullifying the work of the Lord in us and through us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daily we confess. Daily we repent. Daily we ask forgiveness. Mm. In the same manner, in the same vein, for each and every one of us. I know the young people speak about ghosting people.
Yeah.
If somebody hurts, you just ghost them. You just go quiet on them. That's not Christ-like.
Hmm.
That's not Christ's heart. That's not Christ's mind. That's not who you and I are meant to be. In following the image of Christ, in being the full reflection of Christ in the world, think about this. You and I and all of us have to think about this. We are fully forgiven. We have to fully forgive. Do you know when we take people through deliverance, when we take people through experiences of spiritual freedom, one of the greatest gatekeepers of that bondage, of that oppressive and that oppression of the mind and the spirit is unforgiveness.
Wow.
And the moment we bring them to a place of releasing forgiveness, releasing the pain, saying that there are people, some people carry unforgiveness to family members, to loved ones, to friends that have transitioned already to glory. Sure. And you are seated and sitting with pain and heartache, and you're carrying that in your heart. And I normally say to people, that person cannot come back.
Yeah.
You cannot hold on to this because you are then nullifying the forgiveness of God in your own life.
Yeah. And thank you, Pastor Adrian. Now, I want then to look at then the lessons that we can learn or that we can just glean from when looking at this parable of the unforgiving servant. Look, there's much that we have discussed, but if we were then to just crystallize it, what would those lessons be?
Number one, we are all sinners. No one is better than the other.
Amen.
You cannot hold the sins of others and the pain that others have caused you greater than the forgiveness that God has given you.
Yeah.
We are all sinners. No one is better than the other. Yeah. All of us have fall short of the glory of God. That's what Romans teaches us. Number two, we are not able within our own power to repay the grace of God.
Yeah.
It's not a works doctrine, it's a faith doctrine. Not by works can you gain God's grace.
Yeah.
It's by faith we walk in grace. Number three, God knows everything. There's nothing hidden from God.
Yeah.
There's nothing you and I can hide from Him.
Yeah.
His eyes, the Bible says, goes to and fro on the face of the earth. He sees all. He knows all. So if we think that we are withholding something from Him, He already knows it. I speak, and I've spoken about this a few times already, Zintle, over the years. We compartmentalize our walk with God. It's like in your own home, you would say, Lord, you can have all the free living spaces. You can have the lounge. You can have the TV room.
Yeah,
you can have the dining room. You can have the kitchen. But the bedroom is mine. We compartmentalize our walk with God. Yes. You can't hide anything from Him.
Sure.
He knows it all.
Yeah.
Number four, when we confess and repent, God fully forgives.
Yeah.
He fully forgives when we confess and repent. Therefore, in return with others, if they come truly in the spirit of asking forgiveness, we should fully forgive.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to forgive because we are forgiven.
Yeah.
That's the mark of our redemptive nature. He forgave us, we forgive others.
Yes.
And lastly, the Lord always desires peace, joy.
Yeah.
And He never wants bitterness nor anger. He wants us to walk in forgiveness.
Yeah. And Pastor A, then it then makes that importance in the Lord's Prayer of then as we forgive those who trespass against us, all the more important.
Yes.
Because Jesus does say then how then can the Father forgive you if you fail then to forgive your neighbor?
In my final remarks, I would say this to you, Azintle, and to everybody. I think we are unfair many a times as God's people. We put a standard for other people to live by that we ourselves can never qualify.
Amen.
We put a standard for other people, and I normally say it from the pulpit, to jump through hoops for you and I to be gracious to them when grace we received freely. There's a standard that we want people to live by that you and I will never, in our own rating of it, we will never be able to meet it. So if God opens His arms freely to us, who are we to withhold forgiveness and love and grace and mercy from those that need it most?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we should be insensitive, and I'm not saying that we should be unwise. We don't want people to just unnecessarily hurt us. That's not wisdom. So we have to remove ourselves from people, from moments, from events where we will get hurt and offended, and we don't keep company. Psalms is very clear. We don't keep company with the people and the things that would cause us to, forfeit our walk with God.
Yeah,
we don't keep company with that. But I want to say this. If He forgave freely and He forgives us freely day by day, so too we must do.
Amen, Pastor. And with those words, God bless you for that. And to everyone that was listening, I just pray that we understand that this is a hard lesson, and we understand there are contexts and stories and just backgrounds and baggages and hurts that you come from and God is just delivering you through. But we understand as well that there's so much power that you gain. There's so much deliverance, as Pastor Adrian did say, that you receive by just opening up your heart and forgiving, just as we have all been forgiven. And I pray that as we listen to this, whether you're on Spotify, on Apple, on YouTube, as you listen to this, that Jesus is revealed in your heart and Jesus is revealed in His forgiving power to enable you to forgive the other. God bless you all.